Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. Our readings this morning, Psalm 90, 89, verses 13 and 14.
You have a mighty arm, strong is your hand, high your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you.
Hallelujah. Short but sweet, eh? He's got a mighty hand, and his hand is able to help in any situation, anywhere. Amen. And then it's so beautiful. It says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. And righteousness is right standing with God, because he became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. So the righteousness is about God moving. I think of the Our Father. Our Father, hallowed be thy name. You know? So God's name was not as hallowed, as revered, as beautiful as it should be and it could be in the old covenant after the fall. But praise God, God's understanding, God's love, God's care for each and every one of us moved in sending Jesus. One man brought sin into the world, and then all the repercussions, the bad things came. And then in the old covenant, we have shadows being established so that we can have hope, that we can see God is good, and he always will be good. And then he moved and he sent his son. One man bought sin, one man took it out. And all the implications of sin, sickness, fear, bondage, has been dealt with. And we got now righteousness. And that's the justice. Now, it's so important this foundation becomes our foundation, because it's the foundation of the Lord's throne, of his goodness. And when you're not aware of this, you still think that there's something that needs to be done to get please God. Nothing needs to be done. God is pleased with what he has done for us. His name has been hallowed, and there's no excuse anymore. But it's just the understanding of this goodness, of this new and this better covenant. And it's from that foundation that God operates, and it's from that foundation that his steadfast love, that he can come through for you when you also know the great and wonderful promises that is available in this righteous kingdom of justice. Amen. And then God's loving, a steadfast love, is agape, that love that knows the plans that he's got for you, that love that he pours into your heart. And it's all because he has faith in you. Amen. He knows why he made you. He knows why you're here. He knows the purposes that he's got for you. You are his workmanship in Christ Jesus, for good works laid out for you. So this steadfast love and faithfulness that God has got, it comes when we understand the steadfast love and the righteous justice that is available, and we stay in it. Amen. We abide in it. We run to the Lord and not from the Lord, and then we embrace his love, his faith, and that's when the boundary lines has fallen for us in pleasant places. That becomes a reality. We see the goodness of God every day, and we experience him, and that's what it's about. Amen. I think of the wonderful scripture in Romans 10, where he says, when you believe in your heart and you call on the Lord and you're saved, that's a constant thing. It's not just a once-off thing. Sometimes we just done it when things got hard, or when we just turned to the Lord for the first time. But that's a constant thing, and it's so wonderful. It says you don't have to go up into heaven to bring him down. You don't have to go down as if he's still paying for our sins and down to hell. No, he's finished. The word is near us. The word is his Where his word is, his power is. Where his word is, he backs it up. So the word of God is so important. I think of another scripture that he's exalted his word above his name. And I thought, how can that be? Because they exactly, a person's word is actually who you are. And then I just perceived and that there, it's because in knowing his word, in embracing his great and precious promises, that's where you wake up to his name and you wake up to your name, the place you have in his heart for this time, every day, for what is necessary every day, your daily bread every day. So be blessed, guys, and we just encourage each other as for that this goodness is here, and this goodness is here to be experienced and revealed on planet Earth as it is in heaven. Amen.